I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience podcast. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And here we like to highlight the client experience, mostly from the standpoint of massively enhancing customer value or directly highlighting the actual transformation that clients get. Now, what I want to do today, and really for the next couple of times that you hear me, I'm recording this in early August, is I'm going to be doing sort of a little mini series. The first one's dropping today. The second one will drop on Thursday, the 21st of August, which is 2 weeks from today. And what I want to share with you are some key insights into, you know, not just how to market and sell your retreats, but what I think are the really big mistakes that I see retreat leaders making. I'm really, you know, really want to be speaking out about this because retreats right now are very hot, literally. And retreats, you know, small events, all of it. And that's because I think people really want to be together in person. But what I want to talk about today are really, this is really a subject that's very near and dear to my heart. It's something that I believe is one of my strengths when I work with clients, and that is helping you get super clear on your messaging, namely the outcome or the result that you help people get. You know, this isn't anything new. A lot of business mentors and coaches teach this, but what I really believe about the way I do it is very unique. And the reason that it's unique is that it's not just because of the process that I do, but it's because I'm really, I think, able to really help pull it out of you. I think sometimes we can be so clear on what our result is, but when it comes to explaining it to somebody else in such simple terms, it's almost to where we really can't do that because we're often really close to our work. And so what I love to do with my clients is take them through a series of questions that really help you get super clear on what this is. And the reason this is important is not just from the obvious. You obviously need to know what your result is if you're going to sell something in a business, whether it's coaching or an offer or a consulting gig or a product or anything. You've got to know what whatever it is that you're selling does, right? What does it produce for somebody, right? Because that's ultimately what people buy. But what I find really interesting about how we do this in business today is that, you know, you hear me talk a lot about the hybrid model, combining in-person and online, having a digital presence, but also an online experience of some kind. I still believe all that to be true. And I think we're going to see that even more so in the coming years. But why I think this is really important now is that your promise really should be the same no matter what you're offering. So think about that for a minute. If you're doing a $200 online digital offer, if you're doing a course, if you're selling coaching, a retreat, a program, a product, your result and your program promise should be the same, okay? And a lot of business owners struggle with this because they think, well, this is different. This is what I'm offering here. It really shouldn't be any different than what you offer at the very high level. Now, does the delivery look different? Yes. Do the deliverables, meaning what people get, are they different? Most likely. But that does not mean that your result changes. Okay. So I want you to really sit with that for a minute. And I want you to keep that in mind as I go through what I'm going to share with you today. What I'm going to offer today are what I think are five critical tips to helping you dial in, not just a retreat promise, but you could construe this to mean a program promise too, which is really what somebody gets when they buy something from you. Like, what's the outcome? What's the result? What am I going to get? Right. And I'm doing this really for reasons that I've already explained, but also because we're going to be teaching our annual Retreat Foundations Masterclass. I teach this twice a year. I taught this back in January, and we're teaching it again because we're getting ready to open up the September cohort of our Retreat Ready Roadmap program. This is my process to help you build in-person experiences and intensives into the ecosystem of your existing business, whether you already have a hybrid model or not, doesn't matter. If you are interested in learning to position an in-person retreat or intensive of some kind as part of an existing offer in your business or as a standalone offer in your business, then this masterclass is definitely going to be something that you want to sign up for. It's free. I could charge for it, but I'm not. I really think that offering this for free is the right thing to do. I think there's a lot. I could obviously teach for a lot longer than 2 days, but I'm going to make this very easy for you. We're going to offer this on August 20th and 21st at 7 in the evening. It's going to be on Zoom, so it's not on a Facebook Live. So the only way that you can get access to this is if you sign up for it. So you can find the link to the masterclass in the show notes here. If you like, you can reach out to me on my website and I'll be happy to send it to you. If you'd like, you can go to www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner and write to me and I'll be happy to send you the link if you prefer, okay? But either way, make sure if this is something you're even remotely thinking about in your business, okay? Even maybe if you're thinking, you know what, I'm not going to do it this year, so I'm not going to bother. I still think you need to be signing up and at least watching the replay if you can't come on and join me live. The advantage of being there live is that you could possibly take advantage of some coaching. You can get your questions answered. And hopefully we can have a really good time because I believe whether you're paying me or not, every interaction that you have with me is an experience. And this is one of the reasons why I like to make the show about the client experience, because it's really all about enhancing your experience, right? So again, connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, or you can find the link in the show notes. Okay. That's theallisonk.com/foundations. And you can save your spot for the Retreat Foundations Masterclass, which, by the way, is real. This is really going to be great information. This is info I really haven't taught before like this. I mean, obviously, everything I'm sharing isn't brand new. And if you've been in business for any length of time, it's probably not going to sound new to you, but I really haven't taught it like this before. I'm really going to be teaching this from the context of this is a mistake that I see people make. This is what it looks like. And this is the solution to fixing it. Because I really want you to walk away with things that you can implement right away in your business and get a win. That's really important to me. Okay. So never mind if you don't, if you're not interested in the program this fall, that's okay. You still need to be at the masterclass. So make sure you sign up for that. Okay. So let me get into these five tips today for how you can get your promise or your outcome tighter in your business. Okay. What I'm going to do is I have probably some context and more so around some of these tips than others. And some of them I actually have some real life examples to share with you. So, and I do that because I feel like it really makes it more tangible for you and maybe you can relate to it better. But look, I'm always open to feedback. If there's something that I talk about here and it really doesn't make sense to you, or if there's something that you would like to know more about, please feel free to reach out to me. You can connect with me again on my website or just find me on socials, any of my socials. Just reach out and send me a DM, or you can write to me even. And you can find on my email address in the show notes, as well as my website. Okay, so enough about all that. So let's get into the meat of the show today. So there's probably a lot more than just five tips here, but these are probably, I think, the biggest ones. And they're obviously the easiest ones to start with. Okay. All right. Tip number one, and this is, I'm going to have a little story to tell you about this, but tip number one is you must always understand where your client is and speak to where they are right now, okay? Now, the reason why this is important is I see a lot of business owners talk about where they think their clients are, okay? They may talk about where their client is 3 months from now or next year, or they may start off with painting the picture about what their life looks like before they start talking about where they are now. Now, I'm not saying anything is wrong with that because I know a lot of business mentors teach that, but here is what I want you to think about. What we have to understand about today's world is that people are very distracted. People often don't take the time to read through something long that you post if you're not meeting them where they are at the beginning, okay? And I know that sounds a little bit on the lame side, but it's the truth because there's so much going on in the world today. People get inundated with thousands of marketing messages every day. Everyone wants to get attention. Everybody's trying to stand out. Everybody's trying to be front of mind. Everybody's doing it, okay? Myself included, okay? But if you do not meet people where they are from the outset, you are less likely to engage with them, okay? So it's really important that you connect with them where they are and that you emphasize that you understand where they are. So for example, this is an example that I talked about in my Facebook Live this morning. And by the way, if you're on social media and you want to come join me in my Facebook community, Borderless Hybrid Innovators on Facebook, we talk about, this is exactly the kind of thing we talk about there, because everyone there wants to somehow utilize in-person and online to build a business. This is why I call this Borderless Hybrid Innovators, because we all love travel. We don't want to be chained necessarily to our office, right? And we're all innovators. We're all creative and we're all trying to come up with different, unique ways to serve our clients, right? So come over and join us there. But in my weekly live there, I do one every Tuesday there. And in my weekly live this week, I talked about that. And I talked about how important it is to understand where your client is right now. And the example that I use, and I'll share it here too, is that it's very easy to assume that we know where people are. So for example, if you're a fitness coach, okay, or you're a Pilates instructor or yoga instructor or anybody, right? And your ideal client is a beginner. Think about that for a minute. What does that mean for where they are now? It likely means that they either are not going to a gym or a class right now. Maybe they're intimidated. Maybe they're afraid. Maybe they've had a bad experience. Maybe they've gotten hurt. But that's a very different place than somebody who is consistent in going and maybe not getting results. Okay. It's also very different from the person who is consistent and is going and maybe seeing results, but maybe wants to dial things up a little more. Okay. You see where I went with that? I just gave you three different ideal client scenarios. It's very important for you to understand where your ideal person is right now. Okay. Because that is exactly where you want to meet them. And why this is so important with the program promise and being able to be clear about your result is, if you cannot speak to them where they are now, they are not going to engage with you when it comes to you talking about the result, even if it's a result that they want, okay? And there's a number of different reasons for that. But you have to understand, when you're talking to people online, we have no idea what is going on with people. We don't know where they are in their life. We don't know what they're managing. We don't know what they're believing. We don't really know the drama that they're having, if they're having any, right? But if we are really clear about where we think they are, meaning that, let's say your client is the beginner who is afraid to go into a gym, that gives you some idea of where they are, and that's where you can meet them. So you can start off a post or an email by saying, I used to be where you are. I was afraid to go into a gym because I didn't really know what to do, and I was afraid people would be watching me. And so, you know, I would always think that people, you know, because people were watching me, I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to do. Now, I'm making that up, but I'm just saying, you are speaking to somebody directly from the beginning about where they are. And you must do that with your program promise, because if you don't, people will not engage with you, okay? So in other words, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in one of my other tips, but in other words, by meeting them where they are, you establish an understanding that they know that you get them. They're going to be much more likely to keep engaging with you if they understand that. So really, this is sort of like building some trust right from the beginning, right? And that may not really seem like you're speaking to the program promise, but for someone to engage with you, they have to feel like you understand them. So you always want to make sure whatever it is you're talking about that you're doing that, that you're keeping that in mind, okay? And this goes for health coaches. This goes for any wellness provider, anybody with an in-person business, anybody who's selling anything. You have to understand where your client is right now, and that's where you have to meet them. So that's my tip number one, okay? In other words, make it about them. Don't make it about you. Don't talk about your experience, how long you've been doing what you're doing, you know, how great your program is, how your program was voted number one in the area. I saw a post about that the other day. Don't talk about people that you've worked with, like Starbucks or, you know, an airline or whatever it is that you're doing. People don't care about that. They might think that, wow, she's really smart, but they're not going to engage with you because they don't think you care about them. Okay. So let that sink in for a minute. So always meet your people where they are. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is C-E-L-L-E-V-8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Tip number two, and you hear me talk about this all the time, what is it that I'm going to get? And this is something that I will get on a soapbox about every day of the week, okay? Be very clear about what your result is, the result that people get when they work with you. And you know, this is an example I've used before, but I will say it again. Your business is a lot like a boutique, okay? It's like a small shopping experience. That's what I want you to think about. Now, the last time, if you're a shopper, think about the last time you went into a small high-end boutique. There were probably beautiful displays. Everything was looked really nice. You probably went over and kind of looked at things, kind of touched it, felt it, smelled it maybe. Looked at the price tag, maybe thought for a minute, do I really want this? Do I not want this? You probably may or may not have had someone wait on you. And then when you made your decision on what you were going to purchase, they probably put it in a bag, wrapped it up all nice and pretty, and you left the store. Then you go out into a parking lot and you run into somebody that you haven't seen in a while. Maybe it's your best friend. Maybe it's your next door neighbor. Maybe it's somebody. And they say, wow, Allison, what did you buy? And you say, I bought a brand new brown sweater, okay, whatever it is, and you take it out and you show it to them. There's no like ambiguity about that at all. There's no sense of being unclear at all. You're not saying I bought a 2-week transformational course, which shows me what's inside of my soul, which will help me figure out how to stand in my power. Not only is that super vague and that doesn't really tell me what you got, but that's not telling me what's in your bag, right? And so we have to understand that when we're selling something, we have to be very clear, because when people come to possibly buy from us or work with us, they're trying to decide what they're going to purchase and what's going to go in their bag, right? So you have to be very clear so that you can talk about it. So focus on the result, not the benefits and not the features. Don't focus on the 50 different things that people get. Don't focus on the deliverables. Don't focus on the number of sessions, how big the Facebook group is, the fact that they get to they get access to you for a length of time. That's important, but that's not talking about how it's going to change things for somebody. Talk about what that is first, okay? All right, so tip number three, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going to mention it again because I think it's really good, and that is use numbers and timeframes, okay? So what does this look like? This is probably really important for a business owner who delivers a service or a product that has some kind of time frame attached to it, okay? So in fitness, this works really well because a lot of people are either weight loss coaches, they're trainers, they're group fitness instructors. And so we're working really with tangible goals a lot of the time, like helping people lose a certain amount of weight, helping them reach a certain amount of strength. Maybe they're trying to bench press a certain amount or run, say a 10-minute mile or something else, right? So when I say numbers and timeframes, I'm talking about a result and how long it takes you to get it. So example, if you're a fitness coach, a tangible program promise would be lose 10 pounds in 60 days when you work with me. Okay, that's very clear, right? You're talking about the result and the time it takes you to do it. If you're a health coach, maybe one of the things that you help your people with is helping them optimize their hormones in a certain amount of time. So maybe something that you might say is how to optimize your hormones in 8 weeks so that you sleep better. Now, that's not using really, that's using a number, but it's also using a time frame as the same thing. You can do that too, okay? But you see with both of those examples, it's very clear what somebody's getting. There's no wondering what that is. So that's just something to think about. That's always something that I find works really well when you're really trying to get clear and you're talking about something like energy or feeling better or sleeping better or weight loss or having clothes fit better or liking what you see in the mirror or something like that, right? So use numbers and timeframes. This is really effective when you're doing reach outs and having conversations with people, okay? Because then you can ask questions. Tell me what it is that you're looking for. Well, I want to try to lose weight. Awesome. Have you tried to lose weight before? Yes or no? Well, yes. Well, were you successful? Well, not really. Tell me what happened. So you're asking questions and your people are giving you information so that you can use that information in your response. Wow, so I see you really want to lose 10 pounds. You haven't been successful before. So what if I told you that what we offer would help you get those 10 pounds off, but I could help you do it within 60 days? Would that be something that would be interesting to you? So what I've done is I've taken everything that person has told me in a conversation and I've shared it back to them using the number and the time frame, you know, tip there. And that can really help you get very clear because there's no mystery with what you're actually offering that person there. That can really help you get much more clear, right? Okay, so let's move on. I got two more tips to share with you. Number four is relate what they will get to how their life will be afterwards, okay? Now, back in tip number one, I shared that it's really important that we meet people where they are, that we speak to them where they are. And that's really important. But what we also have to do when you really know your result and you're super clear on what it is and what it looks like and all of that, it's very easy for you to talk about what their life can look like once they have that result. Okay. So for example, if you're the fitness coach that's helping people lose that 10 pounds in 60 days, then you can talk about what their life will look like 3 or 4 months down the road after they've lost the 10 pounds, right? So you can say something like, not only are you going to have more energy, but you're going to wake in the morning and be clear. You're going to wake up, you're going to be energized, your mind's going to be clear, you're going to go put on your favorite pair of jeans and they're going to fit without you feeling like it's an effort to zip them up in the front. You're going to actually leave and feel more confident in your day-to-day work, and you're not going to feel like you have to hide what you look like every time you walk by a mirror. Now, I just made all that up. That may or may not be what you want to say, but you're actually speaking into what their life looks like and feels like once they get that result. That's really important. But see, you can't really do that if you don't know what the result is, okay? So talk about what their life looks like. See, here's another thing I want you to take away, and that's this. People don't want more information. They don't. People can Google anything they want today. They can go on YouTube and watch any number of videos. There's so much free information out there, it's not even funny. But what people want is the how. They want to know how to do it in their life. They want to know what the process is to implement what it is that they know, okay? And so this is why, again, it's so important that you talk about your promise from the standpoint of what their life looks like so that you keep them engaged. And again, that they feel like that you understand them, right? So think about that. And then my last tip is this, okay? And again, very similar, but it's also something that you have to keep in mind. And that is, how tangible can you be in explaining your result? Now, you may think, well, you already went over that, but I really didn't. Because anytime you're talking about what somebody's life looks like, it always helps to use real life examples. So some of the examples that I used before with the fitness coach story can be helpful, okay? Because people can relate to getting into clothes that are smaller. People can relate to the feeling that they have when they see themselves in the mirror. People can relate to knowing that they have energy and focus to get through the day without crashing in the middle of the day because their energy hit the wall. But when you talk about how you paint a picture, what you're doing is you're being very tangible with what those results look like. So this is where I love to use analogies, okay? So what you could say is something like, in the case of the fitness coach, instead of feeling like you have to go hit the coffee machine in the middle of the day, you find that your focus and your energy is maintained really well. Now, that really wasn't an analogy, but that was a tangible example of something that they will probably find in their life after they get the result that you're promising, okay? Another way that to help explain this is when you say something like, it's kind of like this. So if you're explaining a problem, it's kind of like when this happens. So this is where I find using examples from my own life or examples from conversations that people have had with me, maybe ahas that clients have had, I can say, here's what she thought it felt like. And it was kind of like this. But really what ended up happening was this, okay? So I'm explaining it more and more clearly when I use an example like that. So in other words, the way to make this tip come to life is not just talk about what their life looks like. You can do that, and that's always a really good thing to do. But you literally want to paint the full picture, and you want to use tangible examples, use analogies, use insights. This is where sharing stories can be useful, sharing takeaways that somebody had that maybe they didn't realize before. Maybe it's a lesson that you learned that can be really helpful here. But either way, when you know your program promise really well, and you can explain it very clearly, like in less than one or two sentences at the most, okay? Then when you do that, okay, it makes all these other things very, very simple to do. And it's always very easy to figure out what else you can monetize in your business, which is something that we help you with here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency, okay? So let me go back and review all five of these tips again, okay? Number one, always understand where your client is. Meet them where they are, okay? Speak right to where they are right now. Make it about them and not about you. That's very important. And I probably read at least half a dozen posts and emails every day from coaches that don't do this. They lead with how great their program is. They lead with, you know, how much experience they have or why they do what they do, which ultimately is important. But that's not why people buy from you, okay? People need to know that you understand them. So it's really important that you establish that from the very beginning. Tip number two, obviously, what are you going to get? The clearer you can be here, the better. Remember the shopping bag analogy. Know what it is that people are buying in your store and be able to explain it just like you would if you went to a store and bought something and someone asked you what was in your bag. You should be that clear. Focus on the result, not the benefits and the features. Okay. Number three, use numbers and timeframes. This is really helpful when you have, say, a result that you can easily quantify, like maybe it's money saved, maybe it's pounds lost, maybe it's inches lost, maybe it's hours of sleep regained. It could be hours of energy added to your calendar. It could be any number of things. But numbers and timeframes are really tangible for people. They can really sink their teeth into that. They can relate that to their current life. And so use that whenever possible, okay? Number four, relate what they'll get to how they will be afterwards. This is really where if you know your program promise, you should be able to nail this one with no problem. You should be able to talk about what this actually looks like, okay? Talk about what they'll feel if they lose the 10 pounds in 2 to 3 months and they get the result that you promise, then what is their life like at 3 months? What are they doing? Who are they interacting with? How are they behaving? How are they making decisions? How are they living? What are they thinking and believing? These are all things that you want to speak to, okay? And if you don't know your program promise very well, then that's really tough to do because you end up talking very generally, okay? And when you speak to everybody, you're really not speaking to your best person. And then the last tip is really paint the picture of what their life looks like and feels like. And this is really where you want to take a much bigger picture view. You want to look like a year down the road, maybe longer. You want to use stories here whenever you can. Analogies are helpful. Be very tangible so that people can relate to it and they can understand it. And again, if you're not really clear or very general about what your result is, then it's really hard to explain what the big transformation actually is. So be as tangible as you can. I'm not saying make stuff up. You don't want to do that. But you want to be believable too and relatable to people. So sometimes this is where using lessons learned, those little tiny insights that you have on a day-to-day basis. Maybe somebody shared a story with you and you can share that. These are all things that help people relate to you better, okay? And it's even better when you can use them in the context of your marketing, which is really helpful when you're trying to sell a retreat or a coaching program or something that really requires people to dig deep inside of themselves and believe that the result that you promise is possible for them, right? It's very important. And any of these five steps, I'm not going to say any one of these are better than the others. Personally, I think these are all really good things. If you could dial in and use in your business on a regular basis, I would almost guarantee you, that's my promise, that you will not only see more traction online, but you will have conversations with people who are better fits for what it is that you do. Because when we talk about exactly what we do and who we serve, we actually attract more of that into our world, not less. Okay. All right. So real quick recap there. If you are interested in joining us for our free 2-day masterclass, which we are offering at the end of this month, August 20th and 21st, that's really not the end of the month, but it's close enough. Retreat Foundations, I'm going to be outlining what I think are the 6 biggest mistakes that I see retreat leaders and new retreat leaders. I even see experienced retreat leaders do some of these. I'm going to be going over not just what these mistakes are, but I'm going to be offering you a solution to how you fix them. So this is going to be a great masterclass. This is all stuff that I really haven't taught before. I've actually shared a lot of this before with my clients and in my Facebook group and in my free content, but I really haven't taught it like this before. So I would really encourage you, even if you're an experienced retreat leader, I always believe I can learn something different from people. I would invite you to show up and we could have a really good discussion. So please make sure that you sign up for this. If you would like the replay, then you got to be signed up in order to get it because it's going to be on Zoom. It's not going to be on social media. So I'm not going to be in Facebook Live. So you got to opt in if you want the details. Okay. And again, that link to sign up is theallisonk.com/foundations. You can find that link in the show notes, or you can connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button and write to me and we'll be happy to share it with you. Okay. So that's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. Lots and lots of thanks to all of you who support us and follow us. We just celebrated our 6th birthday on the air. It's so hard to believe. It seems like yesterday I was pushing play on pushing send on the very first episode that I ever recorded. And it's a huge milestone for us. We're very proud of where we are. We're proud of what we created. We are super appreciative to all of you for being in our audience and being part of our family. And just know, if you're listening to me today for the first time or you've been following me for any period of time, we do consider you part of the family. So thank you for that. This is Allison Katzkowski with Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. We will see you next time. Bye.